The Space Shuttle Discovery has landed safely on the runway at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. It was the first time a shuttle had landed there in 3.5 years. NPR's David Kestenbaum was by the runway, and he joins me now. And David, describe the landing.
It was pretty spectacular. There were several hundred people out there, some press, some employees, friends of the astronauts. People were standing on bleachers. Others were pressed up against this yellow rope they're not supposed to go past by the runway. A lot of people had cameras. And the first thing you hear is these two sonic booms. It's kind of like a trumpet announcing the arrival of the king. But you don't see anything for a little bit. And then people were pointing up in the sky, and then you could see it. It drops 20 times faster than a commercial airline, and it looks like it's just falling. It straightens out as it gets close to the runway. It was blocked by some trees, and then there it was, big white shuttle on the runway with the red drag chute behind it, and there was applause, and I heard one woman say, "That is so cool."
As you describe it, it definitely does sound very cool.
I have to say the drag chute looks a little funny after it's got a red parachute behind it. It seems sort of an afterthought.
What happens now for the crew?
The crew, they traditionally take a while getting out, and they walk around the space shuttle. That's a tradition. And they get taken inside for a medical checkup. Right now, there are trucks all surrounding the space shuttle, and people in white suits that look like Lilliputians next to it.
And this was the second flight since the Columbia disaster 3.5 years ago. Does NASA see it as a success? They must, surely.
This flight and the last one were seen as test flights to try and see whether the fixes they'd done since Columbia had worked. If you remember, a piece of foam fell off during launch and hit the shuttle's wing and punched a hole in it. And this time, foam came off, but it was too small, or it came off too late in launch to be a problem. And once the shuttle was up in orbit, they inspected it a couple times, the heat shields at the bottom of the shuttle, and they found a spot they actually thought was bird droppings. But aside from that, they said it's probably the cleanest the shuttle's heat shields have ever been.
And now that everything has gone smoothly and everybody's relieved by the landing, when is the next shuttle supposed to go up?
Pretty soon. It's scheduled for the end of August. It'll be the Atlantis shuttle, and it's in a garage somewhere around here, having worked done on it. And it's supposed to mark the return to really doing construction and finishing building the International Space Station. It'll bring up another piece for the spine of the space station and two solar panels. And NASA really hopes to get in 4 or maybe 5 flights in a year from here on out.
And how many more planned altogether looking ahead?
NASA wants to do 15 more to finish construction of the International Space Station, and they're hoping to do one special flight to service the Hubble telescope. The Hubble telescope is going to need new batteries and gyroscopes if they want to keep it going. But going to the Hubble is a little different, because if you go to the International Space Station and there's a problem, the astronauts can get out and they can hang out on the International Space Station. You could send up another shuttle. But the Hubble is in a completely different orbit. There's no place for the astronauts to go to. So NASA has to really feel comfortable they have the foam problem under control and they feel safe sending the shuttle to an orbit that's going to be far away from the International Space Station. NASA's administrator, Michael Griffin, has said it's sort of his top science priority to get to update the Hubble telescope.
Thanks very much. NPR's David Kestenbaum at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The Space Shuttle Discovery landed safely today, capping a 13-day mission that took the crew to the International Space Station.